Evelyn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 21, Clothes Do Make the Man. When I decided to start living as a woman, it felt like a great liberation. No more neckties, no more business suits, no boring shirts and long pants, no more lace-up shoes. Grow my hair and dye it, grow my nails and polish them. At last my legs would be free to move under a skirt. I would be allowed to wear earrings and high heels. But being a woman does not mean anything goes. Look at women of your age, my friends told me. You should dress like them. And it does matter for which occasion they dress as well. They will dress differently in the shopping mall, for a party, or to go to work. On top of that, I hardly ever meet women in the workplace. It is a real men's world there, so I didn't have any good examples. Only now it becomes clear how disturbed some people must have felt. Of course, nobody honestly spoke about this, so lately I heard about an incident that happened a year ago for the first time. I have long forgotten what I was wearing on that particular day, but it turns out my navel was visible. Oh my God, what a disaster! No wonder people felt disturbed. Of course, this is all nonsense. What should matter is not the way you look, but the way you do your job. You know that, I know that, everybody knows that, but still, it does not work that way. Clothes do make the man. And women are even more judged by their looks than men are, not to mention transsexual women. It was becoming more and more evident that I needed a change of style. But I didn't really have the right clothing. So last week we went shopping for some new outfits. Money was not that important this time. We just went for the best quality. Oh, isn't it great? We went to the most classy department store in town and asked the sales lady for advice. And she helped us sort it all out. I spent the next 2 hours in the fitting booth, trying on one garment after another, and showing the result to Julia and the sales lady, until we had chosen 3 skirts, 7 tops and 1 jacket. I enjoyed every minute of it. Now I should be ready to get work at my level of knowledge and experience again. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.